Dankjewel, appreciate it. Yes, sir. You know, I'm looking to run a high 4.4, low 4, sub 4.5 as well. So I just have to be able to, you know, run a good run, and I think all the other drills I'll do good in. So I'm just looking to run a good time in the 40. Sir. Yeah, definitely. You know, I've always been strong upper body, and you know, where I was training at, I was getting 16, 17, and 18. So I expected to get 18, and I was hoping to get, you know, in the 20s.
You were mainly a zone corner, but does this show that you can do press and go man?
Yeah, definitely. You know, just being strong on bench definitely helps. You're able to get hands on and reroute receivers, so you know, it's always good to be strong. Yeah, you know, it's just going to take a lot of, you know, repetition and practice, being able to move your feet a lot more efficiently, use your hands a lot more, and just respect the 5-yard rule. It all starts with practice. You're going to have to go in there, and even before practice, just work on your technique and refine your craft. You know, I think I'm a leader. I'm a playmaker. I know when I step on the field, I'm going to be able to make plays. I wasn't too surprised. I came in as a corner. I came in, you know, expecting to play corner. And in the spring, 2015, they had some injuries at the receiver, so they needed me to go over and try to make the transition. And then we had some more injuries at defensive back, so they moved me back. You know, I think I fit in the corner, and it's the, you know, best position for me.
Who was the toughest wide
out? I'd probably say number 8 from Nebraska. I think he was a good receiver, physical. I want to be able to show them that I'm knowledgeable. I know what I'm talking about in the film room. I mean, I have the athletic ability, but and I want to be able to show off that, you know, I'm smart on the football field as well. I might have it tonight. I'm not too sure, but I've met with 14 teams the past 2 days. I have about 12 tonight. So, I haven't checked the rooms yet, but maybe it could be. Yeah, you know, just always being outside, catching the ball with my older brother, his friends, but just always having the ball in my hand and just feeling the ball, knowing what it feels like, and just coming to college, I want to be able to have good hands.
When you made this decision to turn pro, I mean, was there a point in the season where you went, I got a chance, I should probably think about at least going to the next level, and then what made you decide ultimately to forego your season?
Yeah, you know, I definitely wanted to wait till after the season to, you know, think about that, to, you know, respect my team, respect my teammates. And after talking to my coaches and, you know, all my teammates, they were very supportive of what I wanted to do, and they thought it was the best decision. I thought it was the best decision, so I wanted to, you know, forego my senior season and, you know, take an opportunity and a shot at the league. I have about 12 more hours left, so I would have finished this spring. You know, it's just back in the film room. I want to be able to refocus, get back in the film room, prepare hard. And, you know, Wisconsin was a really good team that we played that week. And, you know, I just try to prepare the same way. Yes, sir. Criticism I've gotten is just they want to see me become a, you know, more hands-on, use hands at the line, and just work on my, you know, technique in that aspect.
Do you have any questions about, you know, only starting 1 year, really playing only regularly for 1 year? How do you answer those questions if you have that?
Yeah, I've had those questions. I answered it, you know, telling them, you know, I played behind some really good players. I played in the nickel my first 2 years as a freshman and sophomore, and I had the opportunity this year. I just wanted to be able to come out and show that I'm ready to play and make it, you know, seem that we haven't lost a step in, you know, the back end. You know, starting in practice, you know, just making sure I finish in practice. I'll come out to the game, have opportunities. I want to be able to capitalize and execute on those. And, you know, it all falls back into, you know, practice and film prep. I would say maybe yes and no. You know, some teams may be hesitant, but, you know, I think it's football and, you know, a lot of people can play, you know, regardless. You know, you starter, 3-year starter. If you can play ball, I think you can play ball. You got to be on your toes. You got to be ready. You got to, you know, be prepared and, you know, be able to execute. I really don't tell myself anything. I just line up and try to be the best I can. Just focus. Yeah, I did meet with him.
Draft being in Dallas, Cowboys guy, Dallas guy, what would it mean to you to go and be possibly drafted in the first round?
I mean, that'd be awesome. You know, all my family's in Dallas, and just to have the, you know, draft in my hometown is, you know, and it always special for me, and I want to be able to, you know, just enjoy the moment and embrace it.
Are you the best corner in the draft?
I believe so.
Why is it?
I'm a playmaker. Whatever team I go to, they're going to be able to, you know, rely on me, be accountable, and I'm a playmaker.
Not a lot of corners in this draft. You said you had five picks. What was that?
I just wanted to just show myself and show what I'm worth and prove myself each and every week. And, you know, those plays happen to come up, and I just happen to execute. You know, just, you know, being around the ball, getting opportunities. A lot of people get opportunities, but just about being able to execute and get your hand on balls and being in the right place. You said, say it again.
Do you think you have anything to prove here as far as, like, speed-wise, testing-wise, with the scouts?
Yeah, I definitely like to, you know, run fast, run a good 40 time, and everything else I think is, you know, is fine. Yeah, you know, he did a fantastic job of developing me and all the other corners that came through. You know, he's a, you know, tough-minded coach. He's going to push you each and every day. He's never going to let you sit back and get complacent. And that's something that I took pride in, coming out every day and just trying to, you know, perfect my craft and be the best I could be.
Josh playing against Josh Allen, what were your impressions from that game?
He's a really good quarterback, really good strong arm, and I think he'll be able to fit well with any team in the NFL. You know, you just got to, you know, get back on the field and just keep working hard and just earn your spot. So everything, nothing's given. You got to be able to go and earn it.
You had to replace Desmond. Is there anybody, you know, who are the guys you think that could replace you and compete the way you did? Still at Iowa?
I think all of them have a chance. They're all really good cornerbacks. And, you know, hopefully all of them can do that. All of them can have great seasons next year. So I'm rooting for all of them, and I think they're all capable. I'd say Josie Jewell, you know, 3-4-year starter. He really held the defense together, him and all the other linebackers, D linemen as well. And Miles Taylor, which is a 3-year starter at safety.
Aside from those games with multiple interceptions, mm-hmm.
I think Minnesota. So that's a good game for me. Yeah, it was just, you know, I think overall, one of my, you know, best coverage games as far as sticking to man. And just my man-to-man, I think it was one of my best games.
Were you surprised last year when you started to take off? The team still went at it? The offense still went at it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad they did. but, you know, I was just trying to come out and just play the best ball I can. They were throwing it to me. I was just trying to, you know, be the best corner and make them pay.
What'd you learn from Desmond King? He was a ball hawk kid all the way back to high school.
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, the way he prepared and the way he came back to practice, he was always a guy who's going to give it his all. And, you know, he was a ball hawk, and I love the way he'd be able to guard receivers and go take the ball from them. So that's one thing I try to implement in my game and just, you know, have my own style, my own, you know, implement of play and just come out and be the best I could be. They want to see me just become a better man-to-man corner, get more hands-on, and just improve my tackling.
You talked about the game when you basically man up on that receiver after you scored a touchdown.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's, they asked if I match up a little bit. I told them I was able to go over and, you know, play a little bit of man, follow. I definitely think it helped, you know, put me on the map a little bit and get people around the country to know who I am. So I think it was a good momentum boost for me.
You've always had a low-key personality, at least publicly. I mean, how teams responded to that? I mean, you know, have you been nervous going in there?
Nah, I really don't get nervous. But, you know, they've been cool with it. You know, I'm just being myself.
Yeah,
not yet. I'm aiming for 4.4s, so I hope not to run a 4.5. But, I mean, either way, it is what it is. I'm going to try my hardest to run a 4.4.
Do you feel like the 40's got to make it better for you
with anything else you've been able to show? No, I don't. I wouldn't look at it that way. And I just want to – I've been working hard for this. So I want to be able to come out and, you know, just run fast. Just wherever team decides to take me, I'd like to just go and give my best.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.